This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Congress is facing the possibility of a government shutdown in 1 week. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The one thing Republicans and Democrats in both chambers agree on is that they don't want a government shutdown. But how to avoid one is in question. House Republican leaders floated the idea of a ladder continuing resolution, where a group of funding bills would be extended to one date, while another batch would be extended to another date. Republican Representative Ken Buck likes the idea.
I think if we try to pass some appropriations bills, we're doing better than we've done in the past.
But others say the latter idea will cause confusion. Democrats are calling for a temporary funding bill at current spending levels. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Grand Junction will have a new resource center for unhoused residents next month. CPR's Tom Hess reports the city is allocating almost $1 million for the project.
The announcement from city leaders came nearly 2 months after a city park frequented by residents experiencing homelessness was closed. The resource center is described as a hard-sided pavilion. It will include bathrooms, showers, and a space for group meals. The center is meant to be temporary and will open in December at a location 2 blocks west of the now-closed Whitman Park. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Denver has recovered more than $2 million in wage theft for more than 3,500 workers this year. That's an all-time high. The city credits the increase in recovered payments to strengthen wage theft protections passed by the city council earlier this year. They let complaints go directly to the city auditor and expand protections for independent contractors. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.